Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Broadwasted.
Hey!
It was very exciting for us.
Yes. Yay!
I am your host, Brian Plofsky, and with me, per usual, or for the first time, are Kevin Jaeger.
How's it going, everybody?
Kimberly Cooper.
Woohoo! I don't know what that was!
And of course, our first guest, Lucrita.
Hey! The mic.
And then I started YouTube.
We all started waving back and forth at each other.
You guys can see us, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We love that you're here.
Yes.
This show's called Broadwasted. Brian, what you drinking?
I am drinking, we're going fancy for episode one.
Fancy.
I am drinking Woodford Reserve on the rocks.
Miss Lucrita, what you drinking?
You know, I'm doing a little rye and ginger here with the Woodford Reserve and ginger ale.
Ooh. Yes.
Kevin.
I'm doing Woodford Reserve on the rocks as well.
Nice.
And I'm glad this is a podcast because you can't see the terrible faces I make every time I drink. I'm giving you like 15-year-old first drink at a party realness. But,
which is why I'm drinking champagne.
But I'm going for it because this is the first episode of Broadway City. We are fancy. Yes.
I'm drinking Prosecco.
It's not from the province of champagne.
It is not from champagne, yeah.
So the first time I ever experienced Miss Lucrita, it was on stage with Disaster. And she sang a beautiful song to her little dog. And so I'm so excited to finally be here with Lucrita because the first time that I saw the show with Lucrita, a bunch of the set pieces kind of went renegade on her.
Oh, no.
So I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about what the experience was with some of the crazy renegade set pieces.
Well, thankfully, they weren't during any of my scenes.
They were not. Everything was on point when Lucrita was on stage. I got to put that out there. But
and I was very grateful that my shoes didn't break because I was very high off the ground. But, you know, we were all pros. And even Bailey Littrell, who is new to the theater world, this is his first show. And it's his Broadway debut. And he got nominated for a Drama Desk.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He handled it like a pro, you know. And that's the beauty of live theater is that, you know, when things go wrong, you have a decision to make. Are you going to just go with it? Can you safely go with it? Or
no. Weep.
Exactly.
Or you're in trouble.
Right. Thankfully, thankfully, with us being in previews, you know, it was easy.
Oh, that was a preview?
It was. It was the second preview of Disaster. And it was
you saw the second preview?
I did. It was, like, a really cool, like, industry night. There were a lot of people there from the industry. So it was, like, when things happened, it was, like, that, like, knowing laugh in the audience instead of that, like, question.
Oh, no. Kimberly saw Crucible first preview.
Second preview. It was very long.
Yeah.
I hear it's only slightly shorter now.
But is it good?
It's very long. The acting work is very good.
Yes.
It is just a lot of the same set, so your mind every once in a while just has to reset and be like, oh, I'm watching this again.
Yeah.
Just sort of like, well, come back in.
That's actually a good segue into our next segment called, What Have You Seen This Week?
What have you seen this week?
So, Kevin, did you see anything this week?
I actually did not see anything this week.
Great, moving on. Kimberly,
I'll drink
what did
to
you
that.
See this week?
I saw three things this week.
Wait,
this week
you saw
Tuesday.
Three? You saw?
Oh, that's fair. I saw.
Technically, I saw
one thing this week,
okay.
Which was American Psycho.
Yes,
but before on Sunday,
nice.
I saw Hamilton Saturday night.
Ah,
I know. And I saw, but I saw Robert Bridegroom. maybe that was 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I've heard great.
But still,
it's
fresh.
Yeah.
So give us your grade reviews of each of these performances.
Robert Bridegroom, I will give the production an A. I will give the show a C+.
Okay.
Little rapey.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but
he robs, and then he's a. It's very strange.
I mean, like,
I don't
it's
know
like
about it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, so the conceit is that the robber bridegroom, played by the very talented and handsome Stephen Pascal.
Amen.
Pascal.
He can
sure
say whatever he'd like. As long as it comes in that rich, melty baritone, I'm all over it.
Basically, when he has nothing on his face, when he is being himself, he is a bridegroom, and he is a very handsome man, and very suave.
Okay.
Barrett
and
Bostwick won a Tony for that, didn't
yes.
he?
I don't know if he won. Did he?
I think he did.
I think he should have.
Was it off-Broadway? It was off-Broadway.
Barry Bostwick took it for Broadway.
Tell us more about it.
Then another time,
yes.
He puts his hat down a little, but in the original production, so the idea is that he puts these jelly on his face to become the robber.
Jelly?
Like grape jelly.
Okay.
I wish you could
so
see
in
the
this production, he just puts his hat down
face.
On his face and just puts like a little like swipe of jelly on his cheek. But I'm pretty sure in the original production, he put on like a full jelly mask every time he was the robber.
Barry Bostwick won for it.
Wow.
For best performance lead actor
it's a
in
wonderful
1976.
Role. Story C+, the production gets an A. It was
okay.
Wonderful. Hamilton clearly gets an F. Terrible show.
No one should see it.
Never mind.
I hear they're closing soon, right?
Yeah.
They are having a real tough time selling tickets.
Yeah. Speaking of closing, did everyone hear the news today?
Yeah.
Tucker Lasty!
Tuck closes on Sunday.
Whoa.
But when you're hearing this, it's gone. So.
Oh, bye-bye, Chuck. I'm sorry, Sherrod.
I know how y'all feel, too.
Yay, man.
Oh. No.
No.
I
guess
I was working.
That's,
she was
yeah.
working on
that
the Broadway.
At that time, I'll
yeah.
try and see it this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
Brian and I saw American
yeah,
Psycho
we
together.
Won the American Psycho lottery.
Nice.
Amen.
I would highly suggest entering, just in general, I mean, I would highly suggest entering any lottery because one, you get to see a show in really good seats
mm-hmm.
for a really decent price.
Yeah, they're wonderful seats.
You might get a button.
A button.
Would you get a button?
Oh.
Do you have a button for
like
winning the
lottery? Oh, Book of Mormon gives you buttons.
Oh, really?
Yes. Hamilton gives you a wristband so that you can't give it to anyone else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because people were probably scalping them.
Yes, I want a wristband.
Now,
give me a Hamilton wristband.
There's standing room policy now. It's like, if you get the ticket, you have to immediately go into the theater so that you can't sell it to someone else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's interesting. I like that.
Anyway.
Yeah, because I want as much room as I can.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I can shift.
But the standing room, it's all about the shift.
I saw
it's
Book of
all
Mormon.
About
standing
the shift.
Room.
Yeah.
It was the only time I saw Book of Mormon. Mother's
yeah,
Miss
Lucretia was on the first national tour of Book
I know.
Of Mormon.
Tell
Philadelphia.
I was there.
My parents saw it in Philly.
Yeah.
So they saw you. They loved it.
They did. You tell them things.
Tell us about that experience.
It was fantastic. I mean, it was 2.5 years of my life.
Oh, you weren't over that long.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I joined
so many hotel rooms.
Yeah, because I didn't do Airbnb because I was too scared.
Tell us about the hotel rooms.
Well, it was great because Having lived in New York for up to 7 years at that point,
okay,
and having two roommates, and then going on tour and having no roommates, and having bathtubs and Lush and getting to like soak for hours was fantastic. And playing video games whenever
completely
I wanted to.
Yeah. A maid?
Yeah. Yeah, right? When I came back home, I was like,
someone made my bed.
Where is housekeeping? There's a layer of dust on everything. I have a diamond member.
Yeah, you're a diamond member, but not in your apartment.
Welcome home.
Yeah. Welcome back to New York, girlfriend.
That is amazing. Have you seen anything this week?
Yes, I saw Color Purple.
Oh, I'm Thoughts. So jealous.
Saturday so you went night. To church this week.
Honey, they took me to church. Fantastic. My friend was like stifling a scream cry. Oh. I was holding his hand.
Yeah. Yes.
We had tissue. I gave the tissue out before the lights even went down because I knew it was going to be fantastic. But what I loved about it, like, I didn't get to see the previous incarnation of it, but it's like, it's got to be like ragtime and then the ragtime revival when it was just like
stripped down.
Yeah. So they just had chairs on the wall.
Yeah.
And then you had these brilliant moments of just an actor on stage, and that's it. And how often does a performer get to have something like that?
Especially like, something so big as Broadway.
Has a moment like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is just the bare bones of everything, mm-hmm. and they just lived on stage. And I just liked the arc of the characters. Like, there were no holes. I wasn't like, okay, so what? It was just mm-hmm. a beautiful, raw, touching performance.
So you recommend it?
You know, if you don't have nothing else to do.
I mean, I need to see it just after that Prince tribute.
Oh.
Cynthia Erivo and
Moraine. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
watching it after because I
if
was
you're listening
weeping
to us,
in my office.
If you're listening to us, stop right now. Pause it.
No,
don't
pause it. Yeah,
I
got to
but
more stuff to
you
say.
Need to watch the purple, the Color Purple's.
Oh, yes.
Purple Rain.
Oh, the
people who are listening to this podcast, go see everything on Broadway because it's wonderful.
Yes.
But go and see theater in small spaces,
yeah.
tiny
yeah.
little spaces. See, like, the little things that are, like, fledgling productions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited to, like, support people who are going to be the brains of tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah.
So definitely go out
One
there and support
One of my favorite
people.
Nights in the theater was at Ars Nova. I saw The Wildness.
The
twice.
Wildness was incredible.
Did you see it?
If you did not get a chance to see The Wildness, that show changed my life. It
like,
was
just
transformative.
Go on Spotify and listen to Sky Pony, and you'll get a
Sky
little
Pony
bit of
it. Sky Pony is incredible. It's Lauren Worsham, who is in Gentleman's Guide
Gentleman's
to Love
Guide.
And Murder.
Uh-huh.
It's her and her husband, Kyle Jarrow,
who
is
who
writing
wrote the book to SpongeBob the Musical.
Okay, okay.
I can't wait.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
But
only because I saw The Wildness and know he's
yes,
talented.
And they put together this show, and the Wildness is like, I want to call it a show, but it's like an experience.
Nice.
And it's like there's a part in the experience where they have you take a blindfold. You put a blindfold over yourself
put
and experience
a
the show.
On.
It was really a That's moving awesome. Experience. If you have a chance to see a Sky Pony concert, just go. Sky
okay.
Pony is everything.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway. Yeah. It
so
really was like
off, but Sky Pony.
It was
is
again like
amazing.
Going to church. It was.
But yeah,
yeah.
I hear it was incredible.
It was amazing.
Kimberly and I saw something this week.
What did you see?
We saw American Psycho. Oh, we won a lottery for American Psycho.
Nice. That we did.
Yeah.
Kevin also
I saw American Psycho in previews, and I absolutely loved it. I
Maybe
thought it
they
was
took out the stuff you
beat.
Liked.
Kimberly and I were not. We're not fans.
But we're so glad we saw it.
Yes. That's like going to a show and being like, well, the set was nice.
Literally, though, first
but
of all,
it
it's the only thing
that's the only
nominated
for.
But Kimberly said the one thing she didn't like about Rob Bridegroom or about Crucible was the set.
Exactly.
I loved American Psycho. I thought that it was an interesting take. I thought it was very stylized. I thought it had a clear concept from beginning to end.
Okay.
I thought that there was a satire to it that was beautiful. And Benjamin Walker was amazing.
Beautiful.
I think he should be nominated this year just for the sheer fact that he was willing to be that vulnerable on stage. And I don't just mean the fact that he's in his underwear, which I ain't complaining about.
Right.
I'm just saying that
he's nominated.
So I think he went to a place that was really raw and beautiful. And I think that the show was riding on his shoulders. And to me, he carried it. And so I
yeah,
think
he did
Walker
wonderful work. I don't think the material was living up to the standard of the direction and the set and the
I
actors
agree.
That were putting in the work. The material itself, to me, the concept wavered, but maybe only through the
as a
it's so hard to put into words why
I would have loved
it was weird to me.
I would have loved to have seen it as a play. I thought as a musical. I never felt like they earned any
of
this.
They sang about setting the table for a dinner party.
And it had no real substance to it.
And they were singing about what they were going to wear, and they wore the same thing.
But see, to me, that was the fun of the satire. Like,
they
were showing that these people are so vapid that they only were concerned about what to put on their table.
But shouldn't
I think that there were moments where they took the lyrics and were like, what can we rhyme with Alaya? And so they just kind of went with that for a few things.
Yeah, some of the lyrics
I totally
were a little
get
like,
it. I
oh,
just,
that's an 80s
I'm looking
song.
At the production as a whole, as a whole piece.
I get that.
Yeah, and I saw it just like satire through.
However, yes, I agree with you. The reason those songs were like pure vanity and all of that. Mm-hmm. I'm still supposed to have a good time during a musical, though. And I wasn't.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
See, I am not a part of that, like, that belief that you're supposed to have a good time in a musical.
But not
but
like,
did you feel something?
That's what I want.
Oh,
I want to feel great.
I did.
A good time at The Color Purple is a different than a good time at Matilda.
Right. Agreed.
Yes. And you're having a great time.
No, I understand what you're
there.
Saying. You're saying that you didn't have an experience that was what you wanted out of a performance experience.
And I really went in with muddled expectations because I knew that you loved it.
Right.
I know that a lot of people love it. Mm. However, I also know a lot of people that don't like it. And that gets me excited when a show is making choices.
I love that.
And so people,
yes.
There's no, I've never
oh,
heard
meh. Oh, the choices
meh.
Were strong.
Right. I've never heard meh about it.
Okay.
I've heard great or terrible.
Yeah, I like it or you don't.
And
yes.
That excites me. Even walking out of it and being like, that was not for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That excites me. That mm-hmm. It gave
and
me that feeling.
It initiated a conversation. We talked the whole subway ride home.
Nice.
And then I went home and watched all the backstage vlogs that Jen Damiano made. Because I just wanted to understand where it came from.
Got it.
So it wasn't the terrible show that you're like, I immediately forget about you and don't want to know.
Oh, I'm still
it was
thinking
the show,
about it. So well.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a show that I was like, how
okay.
did this happen? What did they mean? It was a show I wanted to understand better.
Nice.
And so people who love it, a friend of mine at work was just like, I don't want to see it again, but I had a great time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, see, I didn't like it,
but
I'd see it again.
I would
that's
too.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that, that's crazy.
But that's
yes.
what I love about that.
Reliving this experience.
Like,
yeah.
I would go again just to be like, what was it?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
which
girl.
I think, so in summary,
so
I think it won.
I think it was effective.
I think
it did. I want to see it again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
you
it
got
did.
Shot in the neck in Quebec and then
anyway, and that was what we saw this that, week.
Yeah.
What
I'm
we saw
right
this
into,
week!
First of all,
yes!
Yeah. So, I don't know if you know this. You probably do. excuse me, Lucreta. We love to play games on our podcast.
Okay.
We love games.
I love to play games. I mean, we play games in our podcast.
And you're going to love
and
it.
You're
excited.
Gonna love it. So,
very first game.
Okay.
Our very first game is dedicated to you.
Okay! I'm nervous.
We're going to play Word Association.
Word Association.
So, for all of you out there who don't know what Word Association is, we're just going to say a word to her, and she is going to say the first thing that pops into her head. We may or may not have follow-up questions.
Don't psychoanalyze me.
No.
Right.
We're going to go through the whole thing.
Girlfriend, Freud is not here.
Thank you.
The drinks are yours if Freud left.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
New York City.
Fun times.
Pickles.
Green.
Whiskey.
Mm.
Opening night.
Jitters.
Breakfast.
Bacon.
Yes, anything bacon. That's amazing.
Shenanigans.
Stop it.
High school. Shaka Khan.
Oh my god!
Wait, we have to stop for this one. Yeah. Because why did Brian bring up Shaka Khan? Do you... Is Shaka, like, you're a big Shaka Khan fan.
That, and I have a wig named Shaka Khan.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. You have a wig. You have to tell us about this. What is this wig?
Well, and here's the beauty of it. Like, we were in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm bopping down the street towards a theater, and this homeless guy was like, oh, my God, you look beautiful. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. He's like, yeah, you look like Shaka Khan. And on the inside, I was like...
She just flipped her hair for all of you. She flipped it twice.
Funny you say that, because this week's name's Shaka Khan.
That's pretty
great. That is amazing.
That's amazing.
All right. You ready to keep going?
Yes.
Ice Pops.
What?
Ice Pops.
I don't even know what that is. Is that that, is that, that thing in the tube?
Yeah.
Tube?
Yeah.
Sure. Like, oh, blue. Okay.
Definitively blue.
Harry Potter.
Not so much.
Oh! Now we're going to have to delve into.
I know, I'm so sorry.
And finally, one last one. Mm-hmm. Actors' Equity.
Little Benches.
Little Benches?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Explain.
So, when you're non-equity, well, and but this is again, like, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, this is before the... unbelievable upgrades that they've done to that building,
mm-hmm.
Which that I haven't beautiful. Even really taken all the way in. Like, mm-hmm. I was fascinated by the fancy elevators where you push this and
it just went open.
Right? And then it takes you directly to that floor.
Go to elevator six.
They
created this mythology over, like, not being able to use the bathroom while
you might use the bathroom in McDonald's.
Exactly. So, but when, 10 years ago, the non-ec folks had to sit on these tiny benches.
I remember that. I
am a woman of a particular size, and it was very uncomfortable to be to have my big booty on them little benches. So that is the main memory. I guess the deepest rooted.
But I think you've something else to tell us about Actors Equity.
There's a secondary story.
There is a secondary story. Okay, so
my stage name is Lucreta Nicole. And I want to change that to just Lucreta. That is another story. But I haven't paid my dues yet. So I was trying to log
That's
in.
Different.
I was trying to log in so I could pay my dues so that when I did call them to change
that wouldn't
my
name, come
they wouldn't
up. Because they're going to go, you want to change your name? Where's my money?
Exactly. But Lucreta,
I'm trying to show that I'm paid and I'm paid up. But unfortunately,
point of contention.
I can't remember my username.
And Miss Lucreta, why is that so funny that you can't remember your username for the login page of Actors Equity?
Because when you look at the member portal, it has this beautiful animation saying 50,000 strong. And if you happen to look near the S, you will see my name.
So you are a featured Actors Equity member. You are a featured Actors Equity. Whiskey is delicious. Going back to her word association.
Indeed. Yeah.
So you are a...
Cheers.
Kimberly has first drink ever face.
My champagne ran out and now I'm working.
No, yeah, but this is too good.
So you are a featured member of Actors Equity on that page, but you can't sign in.
I can't sign in. And so today I was like, I'll give them a call. Like early this morning, I woke up at like 10:14 and I was like, so I got to call Equity. I got to call about some Wi-Fi. I got to do this and this. Okay. Around 1:43, I was like, let me call Equity. But you know what would be even better? If I take a nap. So I laid down, and then when I woke up, it was 4 o'clock, but then I had to get ready to go.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well,
we're all about
president
naps.
That's
amazing.
President of AEA, Kate Schindel. We're calling you. So
Let Lucreta in!
Let her profile go. Let her profile go.
Kate Schindel, I will literally buy you a drink if you let Lucreta in.
Kate Schindel, We would love to have you on, too.
And speaking of buying drinks.
Yes.
It is time for our next game.
Okay.
Called.
What's it called?
Next Round's on Us.
Yes.
Next round's on us. Kimberly, explain it to us.
In which we go around the table, Kevin, Brian, and Lakrita state their case for someone they think is underappreciated in the Broadway world. And then I will decide who we buy their drink for. That made no sense.
No, it made lots of sense. Okay. I was there with you.
Yeah. We're going to buy someone a drink. They're going to tell me who.
They're going to buy me a drink. It's going to make it real good.
If you want a drink, then you come and you drink with us.
Yeah, agreed.
At Glass House, at somewhere.
So I love Glass House. That's amazing. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through and name our person. And then we need your help, listeners. We want you to tweet at the winner. And make sure that that person allows us to buy them a drink. We'll have them on the podcast.
It has to be a specific person.
A specific person.
Specific person. We'll let Brian and Kevin go first. You can think.
Yes, thank you.
Kevin.
You have a thing?
I'm going to go first.
1 minute.
Okay, I've got 1 minute. I'm going to make this good. And it's going to be a crazy one because we would have to change our money into pounds. But I think the person who deserves our drink this week is Miss Sheridan Smith across the pond. Ooh. Sheridan Smith has been going through the ringer in the past couple months and weeks. She just opened Funny Girl, a revival on the West End, and she's killing it. As a disciple of Barbara, I've always wanted to see a Funny Girl revival come up and really actually work. And so she's killing it, but she's been going through a lot of family problems and personal troubles. Oh, sure. And it brought, like, paparazzi were coming after her because she's, like, the London party girl of the theater. Mm-hmm. So they started attacking her. Like, fans on Twitter started attacking her. And she's been going through a lot. She finally, like, took a leave of absence from the show, was trying to rest. And today, like, 15 hours ago, she collapsed. And they had to rush her to the hospital. So I'm saying, girl, get yourself back together because that woman is fierce from, like, Legally Blonde all the way to, like, what she's doing in Funny Girl. She's been killing it in the West End, and we should support our people across the pond. Yes. So I'm giving it to Sheridan Smith.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to Sheridan Smith. Brian Plofsky.
I'm going with somebody who is currently on Broadway who I think has been doing an incredible job and just doesn't get the respect that she deserves, and that is Heidi Bickerstaff, who is current
Blickenstaff.
Oh. Yes,
Blickenstaff.
Clearly, yep. She needs more attention.
Yeah, that was a
you did purposefully right. done exactly. Miss Bickerstaff understands.
I believe that she is a phenomenal presence and performer. She's currently, if you don't know, she's currently in Something Rotten. And she does such a great job, but she is so underutilized. Mm-hmm. She has kind of a throwaway plot. She is more there to support the Brian D'Arcy James character, soon to be played by Rob McClure.
Yes.
Who I'm really excited to see that.
He's amazing. I love Rob McClure. We love you, Rob McClure.
And so I'm going with her. She was phenomenal in Title of Show. Mm-hmm. She has never been nominated for a Tony. She truly embodies these characters. And then she recently tweeted this week when Nicole Scherzinger, whatever her name is, dropped out of
former Pussycat Doll. She's still a Pussycat Doll?
Yeah, I think she would still be.
Sure.
Once a Pussycat Doll, always a Pussycat Doll. Let's be honest.
So she dropped out of Cats, and Heidi tweeted that, like, she's ready to take on Grisabella. Well, and honestly, I would pay for that in a second.
In a second.
She would
never forget her memory. See what I did there?
And that's your time.
He's full of all those.
You want to talk to us about?
Oh, gosh. You guys are really good at this.
All right, Lakrita. We put you on the spot.
I don't have anyone like that. But then I will then concur with you. I got to meet Heidi.
Now we have two votes.
Lovely, lovely woman. Mm-hmm. But, you know, not knowing her backstory, because I'm not as deep into musical theater as I am into, well, as I was into opera, because that's what I studied in college. But, I mean, underutilized, gorgeous, and a lovely, lovely person. And so I definitely root for those who are good people.
All right.
So my vote, clearly Sheridan Smith deserves a drink.
Oh,
or that's she collapsed.
I know, as soon as I said that, I was like, she might need she might need something else. But I just wanted to give her a shout out because that girl's killed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Sheridan Smith, we love you. We support you. You heal. You get ready.
Give rest, girl.
But, Miss Heidi Blickenstaff, the next round's on us.
Next round's on us. I'm glad that you a drink of that girl. Cheers to that.
Yes.
Cheers. I will give you someone because I did stalk you a little on the internet before we got here. And someone that I know that you love.
You do not have a Wikipedia page,
You do not have a Wikipedia
page. No, I'm not that fancy.
Work on it.
Okay.
What I learned about you was that you love Chaka Khan, that you've played Carmen. That your website says Lucrita with an E, not an F, which I found very helpful.
Yes.
Also, I found out that we share a mutual love of one Mr. Joshua Henry.
Oh,
could you listen to him sing all day?
Yeah. And I was talking to someone the other day, and they were like, yeah, it looks like he's lost weight. And I was like, what?
How good? What did he have to do?
No, but I wanted to go back to what you said she played Carmen, because Lucrita and I
actually talked. Wait, I think you mean Carmen. Exclamation point!
Just like disaster exclamation point!
So tell us about your love of exclamation points.
Yes,
I love exclamation points and tarabangs.
What's a tarabang?
Is a tarabang, you say? A tarabang is an exclamation point and a question mark that share a period.
They call it a tarabang?
They call it a tarabang.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, like space.
Did we just learn something on Broadway today? No, but
this is not supposed to be an educational podcast.
But Creedy, you said you started out in opera, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
But can you explain to us, because we've talked about this,
yeah,
how you got into Carmen? Because Carmen is an incredibly rich and incredibly difficult role.
Yes, correct.
But this
as
was
by
your
hey
first. Hey Arnold. Can we just have a second and cheers for Hey Arnold?
Yeah, because
I can't believe
we
started. Cheers to Hey Arnold.
Everything I
know. No, but so that's an incredibly ridiculous. It's an incredibly racist role to play Carmen and just jump in there.
It's incredible what role?
Ridiculous
did
role.
Not think you said
that. No, I also
heard that. Hashtag Woodford Reserve. So, but Lucrita, how was that to. Explain to that how that happened.
Well, because I was going to the University of Iowa, and it was my first year there.
Do you know who else went to University of Iowa?
Who did?
Hannah Horvath for a little bit. That was my girls' reference. That's all I got.
Oh, from
yeah,
Girls.
Okay. Right. I don't watch that show.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
It's too close.
There's no girl that looks like
me. Oh.
Oh, good.
Hashtag good point. Can we say hashtag good point?
Hashtag good point. Point.
Hashtag
also,
good point.
There are girls that look like me,
yeah,
and it's a little too close to home, and I just can't watch it.
I loved your tweet this week about Diversity Row.
Yeah.
Or whatever
well,
it was.
I don't call it Diversity Row.
Oh, who responded to
I would
to
call
you?
It Mary J. Davis.
Yeah.
Who is fantastic. She was one of our producers on Disaster.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just showing the world that a predominantly black show can stand on its own. A show with more than one or two black ensemble members can stand on its own, and it's really beautiful to look down that street and see. And then I just learned like this week that Gin Game was also on that block when it was up, and then it got phenomenal black
eyes. I can't wait to see Eclipse.
I'm so excited about Eclipse.
Hopefully next week or the week after.
Oh, great.
Going to Eclipse.
Yeah.
So I can just
I've heard nothing but fabulous things.
Yeah. And a friend of mine that went to the University of Iowa is one of their understudies.
Wonderful.
So while you're at the University of Iowa.
Tangent alert.
The music department found out about me because I studied, I was classically trained in undergrad. And I auditioned and ended up being the understudy. I got to play the Saturday night performance out of the weekend of performances.
So that was your
wonderful
first like real foray into an opera role.
Even in undergrad, I hadn't done any scene study.
Right.
I had just done
classical
my
voice.
Juries and
your training and everything.
Oh, juries.
And all in like art songs and all that beautiful thing. Carl Neal Band and all that beautiful.
Right?
We'd love to hear about kind of the thought process and the passion and the love that went into the transition from, you know, deciding that you were going to spend your life doing opera and learning that vocal, because they're as similar as they may seem in concept,
correct,
they're very different.
They are different.
And into the transition into, you know, musical theater.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reason why I didn't pursue opera was because there wasn't that work at that time that you have to put into a musical theater character. You know, they're not trying to get anything out of the other person. At that time, it was very much still, I come on, I sing, and I leave. Mm-hmm. I have this gorgeous gown.
Park and bark.
I park and bark, and then I leave. And it's I'm relying on this technique to evoke emotion, but not necessarily I'm living in this moment, and these are the circumstances around which I am now singing this aria. Mm-hmm. Those things have changed because a lot more theater directors are directing. I'm not saying that there aren't fantastic opera singers that do live in that moment, but at that time, 15 years ago, it just wasn't like that. And that's what didn't appeal to me, and that's why I was running away from an opera degree.
Okay.
And found your way to Disaster the Musical.
Can you tell us about the process of your Broadway debut?
Yeah. I mean, it was typical and atypical. It was typical in that, you know, I've originated roles before in the past, going to the University of Iowa. They were very much about new work.
And you are not new to the game. We need to get that out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know a lot of people have put out there about, like, fresh face to Creed and Nicole. And, like, how does it feel to be just, like, making it?
Exactly.
But you've been hoofing it for years and years.
Exactly.
So we need
and
to put that out there.
I've been performing as a professional actress since I was 14. So, you know, I have been around for a while. It's just that, you know, now I'm crossing this threshold. Mm-hmm. And talking to Faith Prince, she was like, so how long have you lived here? And I was like, 10 years. She's like, you know what? That's about how long I was here before. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about that, you know, how people, and they did it with her. Where have you been? Where have you been all this time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I've been on Disney Cruise Lines. I was at American Girl Plays. I was doing this. I was on the first national tour, Book of War. You know, there were all these things that were happening.
Yes.
And there are all these casting directors who know who I am. But, you know, so many of the media, so much of the media, they don't know because I didn't do NIMP. I wasn't here for NIMP. So, you know, I think that would have given me a different kind of exposure.
Absolutely. You're putting in work other places.
Exactly.
And then,
exactly, to get to this point.
What was it like working with all of those big names?
Okay. So, because I spent so much time studying opera, I wasn't quite sure of who all I was working with.
Okay.
I knew
Fair.
Most of who I was working with, but I didn't know all of who I was working with, and I purposely made it a point not to read other people's bio.
Oh, that's like going on a date and not going on their Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's none of my business.
Yeah.
You know, it was
pre-Googling.
I want to be able to talk to you. I want to hear
We all do pre-Google, don't we?
Everyone pre-Google.
If I get a last name, I will Google just to make sure
I hear
have,
you.
Like, mugshots.
Or scabies.
Exactly.
I don't know. You find that on the internet, you probably can't.
Probably not.
Yeah, you might have to ask some big people.
Oh, goodness.
But I hear you.
Yeah.
So you went into a blind.
Made intentional as people
as
and
people
not.
First. And so it wasn't as intimidating as it could have been. But then it also got me into
sense.
Pretty conversations
when
I didn't know.
That they had done something?
When they would make a reference to something, and I'd be like, oh, okay.
You're like, what's rent?
Right?
Did you do that?
Right? I was like, you know, it's like,
tell me more about this Seussical. That's a joke, right?
No, but it was really, really cool. And because one of the things I felt when I saw the actual show, The Disaster, was that a lot of times you go and see a show on Broadway and you see an amazing ensemble, but every once in a while you see a show where you feel like people are just like clocking in, doing their show and going home.
Yeah.
Really? But Disaster felt like these people like, just were so excited to hang out with each other on stage.
Yeah.
And like just as an ensemble piece, everyone seemed so into it.
Yeah.
And so that was so nice that like I, as an audience member, never for a second was like, oh, it's all these big names with the Krita. It was like you were just like right in there with them and you were just one of the group.
Yeah.
And it really, that was a really cool thing about the show is you felt like the audience was part of it, like watching a group of friends hang out.
And if anyone did like geek out about the other, like we were very good about doing that on our own time.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, doing that and causing that awkwardness between all of us.
And a lot of their paths have crossed in
Correct.
Different other places, so they were probably old hat to each other.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the majority of the ensemble had also done this project off Broadway.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So
and you had done it at the Triad, yes?
I done it at the Triad. I wasn't able to do the off Broadway run, but Charity did. Mm-hmm. And Charity, who is killing it in Waitress right now.
Yes.
That's where I know that name.
Yes.
Did you see Waitress?
I did! It was amazing!
It was really good.
It was so good.
The next game I have.
Okay.
We have a new game!
New game!
New game!
Huzzah!
I am shuffling my papers. To get the quiz.
Quiz time!
Kimberly,
while,
I have.
So while Kimberly gets her papers in order, Kevin.
Is there something you
want to
say?
Something you want to say?
This is the moment on the podcast where I reach out to Lin-Manuel.
Me too.
Hi, Lin. This is Kevin Jaeger.
And this is LaCrita.
And LaCrita. We have not seen Hamilton. And Brian and Kimberly, have you seen Hamilton?
I have seen Hamilton.
Kimberly, how many times have you seen Hamilton?
3 times, but only twice on Broadway.
Okay, so the creator, I would like to reach out. Hey, Lynn. Can we have tickets?
Please.
We love you.
I know your MD. Oh.
Go ahead.
I know your MD.
She does.
And I know Leslie.
She does.
And here's the thing. Lynn, we go way back, and you don't know this.
You don't know this.
But at Powerhouse Theater.
Powerhouse Theater.
Powerhouse.
I was there working on Brooklynite with Nicolette Robinson.
And Matt Doyle.
And Matt Doyle.
Oh, my love. I love you, Matt Doyle.
Nicolette married to Leslie. And Leslie had the amazing opportunity to get to go over and check out this new work that was being workshopped.
Okay.
At Powerhouse.
Which was?
Hamilton Mixtape.
So basically what we're reaching out is saying, Lynn.
So 6 degrees of separation.
Basically, the Cree and I deserve these tickets.
Yeah. Lynn.
So hook us up. Thank you so much. Thank That's been our so moment nice. Where we shamelessly beg for Hamilton tickets.
I'll give you my number later.
Great.
And now it's time for the disaster quiz.
Disaster quiz.
I have my paper shuffled. I would like to put a little disclosure here that I have gotten all of this information from the internet. If you think the internet was wrong, go ahead and tweet at us at Broad Wasted.
But the internet's
tell us
wrong.
Tell me the internet was
wrong.
It can be
and
wrong.
And tell me via the
Not
internet.
Not like Wikipedia, though.
Right.
Wikipedia is legit. It All right, so our quiz.
Our quiz. The quiz works. I will give each person at the table a multiple choice question for either 2 or 3 rounds, and then we will figure out who wins.
Sweet.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
All right, the creator.
Does everyone have a fresh drink?
No, I need
it. No. Oh, okay.
Fill up if you need it while I give Kevin his first question.
I'm ready.
Fantastic.
What is the name of the floating casino / discotheque in which Disaster the Musical takes place?
Oh, God. Okay.
Poseidon.
Uh-huh.
The Flying Dutchman.
Yep.
Or the Barracuda.
Oh, God. I'm pretty sure because, oh, God. It's called the Barracuda. It's totes called the Barracuda.
It is called the Barracuda.
Hey! Because the sign, the night that I saw it in the preview.
I turned my head because I didn't
want to
give out any.
Yep. The preview did not help. I did it myself.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
My mom thinks she is good friends with disaster writer Seth Rudetsky because she listens to his radio show. Where and when? From 3 to 9 p.m. on Sirius XM Radio. From 12 to 5 p.m. on Playbill Radio. Or whenever she wants, because it's a podcast.
It's A. Because I know he's on Sirius.
Yeah.
A.
It was a pretty big hit. Lucrita, would you like a question?
I would love a question.
What production set the Nederlander Theater, where Disaster played, box office record for playing to 101% capacity and grossing over $1 million in 1 week? Was it Disaster the Musical, Rent, or Newsies?
Rent.
It was Newsies.
Oh!
Starring Jeremy Jordan.
Broadway's Jeremy Jordan. Friend of the show.
The CW's Jeremy Jordan.
The CW's Jeremy Jordan.
Came by and
Wait,
gave us a song.
We didn't sell him to them. We still claim him. Broadway still claims Jeremy Jordan.
That's true.
Jeremy Jordan
true.
Is our person.
He is our
He can
person.
Do all these amazing projects, and we're so proud of him, but Jeremy will always have a home in Broadway.
Shout out to
Yeah, I would love to see him back.
Yes. Yeah. Jeremy needs to come back.
Come back, Jeremy.
Hashtag come back Jeremy.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Tweet it to Jeremy Jordan. Let him know. Come back to Broadway. Hashtag come back Jeremy.
Amazing.
Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
In the 90s disaster film Twister.
Okay. Helen Hunt, loving it. Yeah.
This animal noise was slowed down to create the sound of the tornado.
I totally know what it is.
Was it a cow's moo?
I was going to say that. That was my answer.
A camel's moan or a lion's roar?
I don't want to ever hear camel's moan, so I'm not going to answer that. So I'm going to say the cow's moo for sure.
It was the camel's moan.
No, but
really?
Really?
The internet told me so.
Do you know how to do that?
I tried.
That was like a really that's hard to try, though. Ah.
Wait, little known, well, not known fact, but if you win Best Actress Emmy and Best Actress Oscar in the same year, it's called the Helen, because Helen Hunt did it and Helen Mirren did it.
Oh.
What happens with
Or she won an Emmy. She didn't win Best Actress.
Yeah, what happens with the Creta? Does it? They call it the Creta?
No, they
call
it
Helena?
Helena.
Alita.
Alita.
You can book whatever you want.
And Brian Plosky.
That's me.
That's his name.
During a performance of Wicked, starring Shoshana Bean.
Yes.
The cherry picker for defying gravity succumbed to gravity and did not fly.
I didn't know that.
How did the ensemble cope with this disaster?
Oh, I know this answer. I actually know this answer.
A, they went into the house and sang from the aisles to appear on a different level.
Not true.
They laid down and pointed into the air.
That's the answer.
Or they squatted.
They laid down.
They laid down.
Actually, they're like, oh no!
And
oh,
thank you for ruining
Wicked.
The magic for me.
Fun story.
This crush is my favorite.
Fun story about Wicked, sorry.
Yeah.
My sister was obsessed with it.
Okay.
Yeah, because she was 15 when it started, so was I.
Right.
I'm still obsessed.
Yeah.
With it.
So she bought tickets purposefully to Adina's last show. Ooh. If you know this, the night before Adina's last show, she broke her rib in the trap.
My cousin was there that night.
Yep.
So she didn't go on for her last show. Oh. When that came out in the news, my sister cried the whole night. Oh. We all went to the show the next day.
Who was it?
Who took
off?
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember.
Her understudy.
Her understudy.
It was probably brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
was
not
it still
the,
Kristen or was it Jennifer Laura Thompson?
I don't know, actually. This story had gone down the trapdoor rabbit hole, and so but she came out in her street clothes,
yeah,
and like
apologized.
No, but she came out and like sang a tune or something like that. I forget. That was the disaster I thought you were going to talk about.
Was
but
not.
I'm glad I know this answer.
Too easy of a choice.
Mm. Yeah.
Lucrita, the next Broadway disaster.
Ooh.
During a disastrous performance of Les Mis.
Oh, dear.
The stage became littered with M&Ms. How'd they get there? I have three choices for you. A young Leah Michelle, as young Cosette, was trying to make Gavroche laugh by pelting him with M&Ms from backstage. Or...
shenanigans.
An audience member in the front row placed a bag of M&Ms on stage for safekeeping while she turned her phone off and put her purse away. But the lights went on before Act 1, and she couldn't retrieve them in time. When an ensemble member tried to kick them off stage, the bag opened and they spilled everywhere. Or...
that was the longest possible option ever.
I love this question. Or Andrea McArdle playing Fantine in Act 1 and a boy in Act 2. Flung herself backwards in an overly dramatic death on the barricade, forgetting she had M&Ms in her deep boy pants pockets. As a result, the stage became awash with the colorful chocolate pieces and eventually fell into the orchestra pit.
I'm going to say B.
B, the audience member. The correct answer is C. Andrea McCormick trying to impress her friends and took too deep of a death.
Oh
wait.
M&M's in her pocket.
The real answer was the one that included deep boy pants pockets.
Deep boy pants pockets.
That was the real answer.
That was the real answer because
Our first quiz.
And the winner of the quiz is Brian Hobbs.
Wait, I won?
What?
You did.
What did you get?
I get to ask you a question.
Yay!
We just made that up. Go.
Can you tell us about your role on 30 Rock as, who was it? Not Bev. Can you tell us about Not Bev?
Okay. I had a blast. First of all, how many stories do we have time for?
I don't know, Kimberly, you're keeping time.
Not enough.
Okay, so, but here's the thing. Well after we had gotten, it had aired and was like in syndication, one of the fans for Book of Mormon reached out to me and was like, oh my God, I saw your episode of 30 Rock, so you must be Hot Jugs_1. And I was
excuse
like,
me?
Yeah, that's probably me. Because Bev's character was like, her email address was like hotjugs_2 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like on set?
It was fantastic. I spent 2.5 hours playing video games and then was...
which video games?
I don't remember what I was playing. I have my PS...
what is your favorite?
Vita. Hard question. It's a,
we
it's,
just came from a nerd podcast where we talked about WoW for a long time.
What?
World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I mostly play on consoles and not like on
computers.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't want to get beaten by a 9-year-old.
I hear you because they talk so much Not good.
Do you play Mario Kart?
I don't. I need blood and I need explosions. So I play God of War.
Mm-hmm.
I like to drive a lot, so Need for Speed is mm-hmm. tops for me.
Great.
And then back in the day, I was playing Resident Evil. Dino Crisis. Shout out to Dino Crisis.
Dino Crisis.
I'm giving my.
That's the first shout out to Dino Crisis man. That's ever been done.
I know.
So I'm so excited. Cheers to Dino Crisis.
Cheers to Dino Crisis.
That was like the beginning of the scary horror.
What is a Dino video? Crisis?
It doesn't matter.
Game,
it's
like,
all right.
It was like Jurassic Park meets Resident Evil.
I love
well,
it.
Well, I love games.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Oh.
Do you have another
game?
Another game?
What? One more game!
So, well, Lakrita has
shout
just
out to Matilda
seen
because
it.
I wanted to tweet y'all and be like, yo, how can I get Squeeze cards? And now I'm about to get started.
So, what we have done is we have purchased a pack of the Lights of Broadway show cards. And they actually call people who... collect them, light catchers, which I think is super
the
cool.
The boy, who, man, beautiful. The man who sold these to me has a full set and invited me to their Facebook group. So if you
oh, really?
Yes.
I want to, look, I'm tweeting now. I want to be a light catcher.
Hashtag.
Okay. I'm still learning.
So
light.
What we're going
to
do.
Teach me about Snapchat. Light.
Oh,
I cannot help
not.
You with Snapchat.
That's a whole other show.
Wait, what's it called again? Light.
Okay.
Light catchers?
Light catcher.
So what we're Kimberly, what are we going to
yeah,
do
yeah,
with this?
So
game?
Basically, Lakrita is going to open this pack
okay.
of the Lights of Broadway show cards.
Okay.
Now there's an even mix. I don't know how many. It's a grab bag of what
okay.
you might get.
Yep.
If there are actors in this pack, you must cast them in your dream show. So when you open this pack, if you see an actor, you tell me what you want to see them play. If there's a show in there, you tell me
who you
if you like
it
or not.
Yeah, perfect.
You get to open the pack!
So this is a fresh pack. No one
open
can see
it
what
up
is, what's
the
in there.
Pack.
They are actually hard
pack.
To open with nails.
Oh.
Yes.
Are they?
I tried this morning. I was like, I can't
I'd like
do
to point
it.
Out that Lakrita always options up. Did anyone else hear that? She always
yes.
options up. And
that's
for that,
working with Steve
a
Remus.
Then. Option up.
Look who's on the top! Who is it?
It's Kevin Chamberlain!
No, wait, for real?
Yes!
Kevin Chamberlain.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
So
all right, so what would be your dream role for Kevin
and
Chamberlain?
You can't do Sizzico. Sizzico, I
think. I know. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
He's alone in the universe.
Oh, my God. Okay, dream role for Kevin Chamberlain.
I have one.
He's reading my screenplay right now.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Why he's reading it so I can know.
That's amazing.
Dream role. Ooh.
Give it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tell us now.
I would love to see him as dude in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh.
As in Willy Wonka?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
he would.
Wow.
He would be a really
Christian Borle, step aside.
Hey.
Step aside.
Look,
great.
Has spoken.
So who's next?
Oh, my goodness.
Who's next? Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett, the choreographer.
Oh, yeah.
Who did.
Do I know choreographers? I can barely name.
Michael Bennett's
a chorus line.
Ooh,
he's like willing to create a chorus line. Didn't he have a lot to do with?
This is a great pack.
Oh, you got a real
what?
Right? This is so good.
But tell us
so
who you
good.
See.
But,
okay, so
Michael Bennett. What musical
okay.
would you like to see Michael Bennett
choreograph? Okay, so thinking of chorus line. Ooh. Okay. Because what happened to Heathers?
Nothing.
Amen, girlfriend.
Oh, great. Quick break. We're going to play our favorite game called Broadway Regrets.
Broadway Regrets!
You quickly go around the circle. You say one show that you wish you had seen that you missed.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to jump in this.
And I know what Kevin's answer is.
The Lakrita just totally hooked me up. God, I wish I'd seen the Heathers when
yeah,
it was here.
Yeah.
I literally feel like I should give my gay card back because I didn't see the Heathers. Because all of my minions went and saw it and told me how amazing it was.
Oh.
And I wish I'd seen it, but the Heathers is definitely my choice.
Lightning round, Kimberly.
Disaster the Musical! But I actually really wish I saw it. Not
yeah.
just because you're here.
mine is I wish I'd seen the original Broadway cast of The Wedding Singer.
Fair.
Oh.
I listened to Someday with...
Shout out to Felicia Finley.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
I listened to... Yeah, bye, Felicia.
No,
Felicia.
I know, but I said that because it was an appropriate thing, but not...
Culturally
relevant.
Yeah,
relevant.
I understand.
not for her. But not for her specifically.
No, hello, Felicia.
Yeah.
Hello,
love
Felicia.
You.
I listened to it a lot on the subway going to work, which is kind of weird.
Nice.
But I just... that cast with Laura and Amy, I just wish I had seen it.
Nice.
Yourself?
I'm going to say Passion.
Oh!
Wait, I changed my answer to Passion.
Hold on, are you talking OBC or are you talking about like the most recent one with Judy Kuhn?
I don't know.
Either.
Because I saw the most recent one with Judy Kuhn at Center Stage,
uh-huh.
and it was revolutionary.
Oh,
that woman changed my life. And it was
Passion,
a talkback night that I didn't know about, and they let me ask a question, and Judy Kuhn was my cosette from when I was 10 years old, and she had the dream cast,
oh, really?
And I asked her a question, and she looked at me and answered, and I was like,
oh! Oh my God.
And Jeremy Jordan was in the audience and everyone was freaking out.
Exactly.
Wait, who?
Jeremy Jordan was in the audience.
I know who he is.
I know you.
Whatever, next.
Okay.
Max von Essen.
Max von Essen is currently an American in Paris right now.
Yes.
He's brilliant.
Okay.
He's a dancer, actor, singer.
American in Paris, everyone go see it.
Yes.
It's perfect visual storytelling.
I really need to see it. I'm so mad
I haven't yet.
See it before the cast leaves for London.
Please do. Like I would talk to Kevin Chamberlain because he is a Disney actor. He had a show on Disney. Back in the Disney, when I was watching
Disney
Channel, when Mickey Mouse Club was on,
mm-hmm.
what you also got were...
Britney Spears.
No. No, even before her.
Oh.
Like, we're talking... Like, no, I know.
No, she's talking like Annette Funicello. Like,
I mean, a border, like, they were still playing those,
yeah.
Annette Funicello ones, but then they were like, this was well before we had any of those people on.
Uh-huh.
I never saw any of the Mickey Mouse clubs with.
No, those were late school. Those,
exactly.
Yeah, we're like
so,
80s old school bit.
But also, what they were showing, American in Paris. They were showing Fiddler. They were showing all these amazing, like, epic musical movies, and that's where I saw all of this stuff.
Sound
and that's
music.
Where I got, yeah, and that's where I got a love for Laugh-In and SCTV because that was on Nickelodeon. So between Nickelodeon and Disney Channel, like that's what really shaped the comedic timing that I have now.
Totally.
But also gave me a love for what's the next card?
Fiddler on the Roof,
yes.
Which happens to be my favorite musical.
Did
Tradition.
You see it?
I haven't seen it. I'm
Wait,
can,
I haven't either,
I,
and I need to.
I saw it. And I need to tell everybody forever. I'm a person who is over Fiddler. Does that make sense?
Excuse me?
I just like I've seen it so many times that I know it.
Okay,
whatever.
Well I haven't seen it live.
But
I'll say
ever.
Oh, okay.
So I'll give you that.
Ever.
So I aside from Hamilton, Fiddler on the Roof has stuck with me the most from this past season.
Wow.
Danny Burstein, you think you know Tevye? And then you see his, and you're like, oh, that's Tevye.
Woo!
I'm getting good. I'm putting my...
no, you're right, Brian.
I put my arm to the microphone. He's incredible.
You can hear the
goosebumps. The women are incredible in the show. They take kind of formed roles and make them fully formed.
Nice.
They for a very long show, they slow it down. Oh, I would see it again in a heartbeat.
I will
again.
Second
well.
The Danny Burstein thing. I didn't see him in Fiddler yet, but I saw him in Snow Geese, and he was... like amazing.
Oh.
I think Snow Geese was the Mary Louise Parker piece at
yes.
MTC, and it was brilliant. And
wow.
He's just wonderful. And I think if he doesn't win the Tony when it comes up, he's definitely going to be our drink on us person, like no question.
He's been what,
because
six
he
times
it.
Nominated.
So who's next? Who's
and then,
that?
In this pack, we have Mr. Squiggs himself.
What?
So like this was like my pack. I get to keep all these, right?
You
yeah.
Definitely.
Like,
definitely
yours.
Yours.
Because I want to be a squig. So I'm gonna work really hard so that I get my own squig star. Okay?
She'd be a wonderful squig. Rod Wasted is fully
one.
Behind the Creed of Beta
Squig. I'm on the portrait that he did for Disaster.
Right.
So
right.
You just need your own card.
But I need my own
you need
card.
Your card.
And I saw LaShawn's card and that was really cool. Yeah.
So that kind of brings us to a close
it
here
does.
On Rod Wasted, our first episode.
Did we have 5 minutes? Oh,
I had fun. So I'd like to say a couple things. First, obviously, I'd love to thank our phenomenal, beautiful guest, Lucrita. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh,
yes.
You can follow her on Twitter at Lucrita Nicole, LACRETTANICOLE.
That's her name.
Spelled like Nicole.
We loved having you. Thanks so much for playing games with us.
Yes.
What are you up to next?
I am singing some phenomenal music on June 20th at the Metropolitan Room.
Okay.
Oh, what would that show be, Lucrita?
Do you want to tell us?
So it is a night called Little Victories, the music of Jager and Mitchell. I am the book and lyrics writing of a writing team that has had a show in Nymph and is having a produced show in Chicago this summer, and we're celebrating some of the stuff we've been writing by having a night at the Metropolitan Room with the amazing people like the Creator Nicole.
Where can you get tickets for that, guys?
Ooh.
So you can get tickets at the Metropolitan Room's website. So it's metropolitanroom.com. Mm-hmm. And right from there, you'll be able to see the show. It's on June 20th at 9:30 p.m. It's called...
Oh, sorry.
Jager Mitchell. It's called Little Victories, the Music of Jager Mitchell.
We're going to post that on our Twitter and Instagram.
Awesome.
So you can find all that information there. Again, our Twitter and Instagram is at Broadwasted, both on Twitter and Instagram. Lucrita?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This was so much
any
fun.
Any last words for us here?
I'll come back anytime.
Yes, yes! We'll be happy to have you. So let's do a cheers.
Let's do a cheers.
Cheers!
I'd like to end every episode with a little inspirational quote from lyrics from a musical.
Ooh, yes.
And this time we're going to end it with those lovely muses from a Greek
Hercules?
Land. You got it.
I was a muse!
Really?
Yes.
We're
talking about
in where?
A minute.
Disney Cruise Line.
Ooh.
Really?
Yes!
I didn't know that. No, okay. We're gonna shout out the mountaintops, but
okay. Zero to heat. Oh.
Yeah, no, you can. Oh my god, can you? All I want to say is, this really worked out better than I thought.
It was amazing.
Bless my soul.
Herc is on a roll.
Herc is on a roll. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for listening to Broadwasted.
And as we do after every episode.
Zidoo-bop-bop. Bob. See you next week, folks.
See you next week, guys.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.